Good morning. You must be... Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm a little all over the place today. I know it's bad practice, but my secretary typically handles interviews since I'm usually too busy, but I've shifted focus to this for the time being. Well, my department is currently understaffed, and as the head of my department, I'll be meeting a lot of people today, and between you and me, I'm just horrible at keeping track of names. Speaking of names, I've completely forgotten to introduce myself. I'm Nightfawn, and I'll be conducting your interview this morning. Pleased to meet you. So, let's get right into it, shall we? Why don't we start by letting you tell me a little bit about yourself? Oh. Interesting. Right. Well, that was pretty thorough, I must say. And what would you say is your biggest strength? Yeah, I could kind of get a sense of that from you. You look like someone who gives their 100%. And what about your weakness? It's okay not to find one immediately. How about we come back to this one later? Okay. Next, why do you believe you're a good fit for the company? I'm gonna stop you there for a second. Look, let me be honest with you here. I can tell you're nervous. Fidgeting in your seat, unsure what to do with your hands. Trust me, it's completely normal to be stressed out during an interview, but right now, it's not really leaving the best impression. No, don't apologize. I didn't mean to put it that way. I only meant to help you relax. You seem like a nice person, and I want you to have the best chances of passing this, so let me indulge you for a little bit. Is that all right? Good. Okay, so you're gonna want to sit up straight and square up your shoulders like this. Place your palms face down on your lap. Great. And keep eye contact with me without holding it for too long. Otherwise, it gets awkward. Don't be shy. There we go. Now, why don't you give me a little insight on just what's making you so nervous? Yeah, interviews can be really difficult. You must have practiced a lot, right? Still, it's a challenge to anticipate what a person will ask you. There's so many generic and broad questions that every time you practice, it feels like you're reading a script. But really, it shouldn't. Answers should come freely and openly. But people in interviews kind of look for patterns. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah, and hey, between you and me, I think you're holding up pretty well, considering. It's not easy to walk in with your chin held high. Interviews can mess with your head, but you pushed forward, and here you are today. I'm proud of you. Aww, why are you blushing? I was only stating facts. Yeah, listen, why don't we skip all these questions and make our own? No, we can't really do that, but this interview is between you and me, and I want to try something a little bit different. these questions are pretty planned, and I want to get to know you more as an individual instead of as another cog in the workforce. Why don't we start off easy? What do you like to do in your free time? Video games, huh? Why don't you use that in an interview? Well, it helps showing your strengths. Don't outright say that you play video games for hours, but instead say you have great hand-eye coordination. It's all in how you word things. Interviews are like, well, interviews are all about saying something the right way. It's not what you say, but it's how you say it. For example, do you remember when you couldn't find a weakness? Yeah, not giving an answer is not a good answer. It's fine to skip it and come back to it, but generally, you'll want to be ready for these questions. You always need to tell the person interviewing you something. In this case, I'd say you're a shy person, but you're working on building your confidence. That lets the interviewer know that you're willing to make changes to better fit a work environment. Yeah, I'm glad you understand. Interviews can be really stressful, but you can do it, okay? Just be yourself. Don't think about the person on the other side of the table as your boss. Think of them as a coworker or a friend. Keep it professional, but stay relaxed. It helps if you take some deep breaths. Do you want to try that? Okay, take a deep breath with me. Hold and exhale. One more time. In. Hold. And out. Feel better? Good. And don't worry. I understand that what I'm saying won't change you overnight. It's more something you chip away at every day, little by little. And I know it's a lot to take in, but I believe in you. How about we call this interview a practice run and you can come in again when you feel more comfortable? Of course you'll become more comfortable. I'll help you prepare. Say, next week? Are you free then? Great. So, I'll let my secretary know to book you for next week. And all we can do today is practice. Just you and me and no one else. How does that sound? I'm glad. Well, since this is the end of our fake interview, I think it's best to show you how to end this sort of interaction. You stand up when I stand up. Good. And I'll extend my hand, which you'll shake. It's fine if your palms are sweaty. Just put a bit more firmness into it. The worst kind of handshake is a dead fish hand. And there we go. We thank each other and say goodbye. And that's all there is to it. Hold up. I know I should be professional, but I wanna give you a hug? But only if it's okay with you. Thank you. You're still tense. Don't be nervous around me, okay? We can make this work. Speaking of work, as far as I'm concerned, you've got a pretty good chance of getting the position. Normally, if this had been a formal interview, you wouldn't have been called back. But I can sense you're a good person, and I like that. It's exactly what I'm looking for. Anyone working in management knows that you can always improve on a person's work ethic over someone's personality. And I can tell that your heart's really in the right place. I'm glad you agree. And, hey, I needed this too. My days can get pretty stressful, and I don't often get the chance to just be casual like this with someone. Have a real heart-to-heart, you know? Don't get me wrong, I don't want to paint this company in a bad light. It's just, sometimes work is just like that. So having this opportunity really helped a lot. Anyway, I'd hate to take up more of your time. Whenever you're ready, just head on out that door and talk to my secretary. I'll let her know right away to book you for next week. And thank you, again, for coming in. I can't wait to see your progress. Have a great day!